Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Someone's like, oh, can you lend me a book? Nope, can't.
No.
And lights up his crack pipe. Did you make out?
Guys.
Your bark is bigger than your bite.
Yeah, bark way bigger than bite.
It was good. We had a great time. We're going to go out again, but...
We're here on Katie's floor for one of the last times.
How weird is that?
Oh, it's so true.
I was thinking about that when I was coming into your building. I was like, this is one of the last times I'm going to need to memorize this code to put in your door.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I finally did memorize it. Like, normally I need to go to my messages and search like the first three numbers because I know the first three numbers by heart.
Yeah.
And then I search those in my messages and then it brings up the code, but I can never remember the last three. And this time, remembered it.
The reason the password trips me up so much is because the first three numbers are the first three numbers of my landline phone number from my childhood home. And okay. So I always like go to type in my phone number because that's also the phone number that's linked to like my family CVS card and like every rewards card. So I'm always typing it in. And so when I go to your keypad, I go to type in my phone number and then it's not correct, obviously.
There's only room for one in your brain at a time.
Yep.
that makes sense.
How does it feel, Kathy?
It's weird. It is very weird. We chose a move out date.
Okay.
/ move in date to the other apartment, to the next apartment. And it's feeling very real. And I was getting like very territorial over the apartment yesterday when people were coming in here to look at it. I was like, I don't know why, because I'm very ready to get out of here. But also I'm like, but you can't have it. Like, I feel like a toxic ex-boyfriend being like, I don't want to be with you, but I don't want anyone else to be with you either.
That's so funny.
Like, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
How long have you been in this apartment?
2 years, but I feel like it's been a very good 2 years. Like, a lot has happened.
It feels longer than 2 years.
So, I agree. You've nested here.
I really did nest here. And like, I feel even though I will be leaving, a part of me will be left behind in this.
Aw, that's so cute. You need to leave like apartment. A little memento for your next, the next people who will live here.
I think I'm going to leave. There's that sign that's on the... Like, when you go up my stairs, everyone listening at home, I have stairs in my apartment. When you go up, it's kind of like a short, like, there's like kind of a random wall that juts out. And so if you're tall, you might hit your head. So I have a sign that says, mind your head. And I like drilled it into the wall. And the broker yesterday was like, that's amazing. You got to keep that.
That's
so funny. There for the next guy. I'm like, are you just joking? Or can I do it? Are you going to like give me my security deposit back? I mean, I know he's not in charge of that, but I'm like, how about we have a conversation with the landlord?
Good job, Katie. I'm like,
yeah, see if that'll be allowed.
For the sake of being cute, I would love to leave it behind. But if that means I can't get... Because they are crazy about the security deposit. They, yeah. I'm not saying like this building specifically, but like New York City landlords, they will do anything to be like, you're not getting it back. My new lease in the new apartment says if I have a hole bigger than the size of a dime.
Yeah, I think that's pretty standard.
Oh, didn't know that. Did
that's
not know
crazy.
That.
I need to read my lease because if we move out this year, like, half my wall of my bedroom is ripped out. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bigger than a dime.
It's way bigger than a dime.
My dear. It's your real wall?
Yeah, the real wall.
From you trying to mount something?
Well, basically, when I...
Explain.
This is actually kind of funny. When I first started posting on TikToks, it was one of the first brands that reached out to me and said, we'll pay you like $100 to like do this wall light thing. And so it was a strip light that you basically like, it has adhesive on the back. And so you tape it to the wall kind of. And I was like, damn, this looks ugly as hell. So I did the TikTok or whatever for my $100. And then I ripped it off and it literally took the entire wall off with it.
Like the drywall?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's
not just the paint?
No, it's like part of the drywall. So like you can see the difference. It's like the paint and then you can see the layer that's the actual drywall on the inside. That adhesive, if anything, like that brand's got some good adhesive.
It's not coming down.
No. Mm. Was it worth it? Maybe not. I probably lost more than $100 in my security deposit, but...
Well, who knows? They might just give it the landlord special.
I'm just going to spackle it really
Do you know
what
the landlord special?
No, what's that?
It's when they literally just paint over everything with the same paint, like white paint, yeah. And they don't... Like, they'll paint over light switches, so they, like, are... You can't use them. Like, they just don't have any regard for, like, real painting. Like when you like tape around and like, you know, do a nice clean job, they're like, let's just paint over it.
Well, it's because it's expensive.
Just get it done quick.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's mold. There's mold on the ceiling. Paint over it. Landlord special. Landlord yeah. special.
They did that to our bathroom. Like we complained and we were like, I'm pretty positive that's mold on the ceiling. And we came back and it was like, it wasn't there anymore, but it was very obvious that they had painted over it. No,
literally, it's a landlord special. They're just
they
like.
They don't bleach it or anything. It's just paint.
Yeah, I was like, okay, perfect. We'll just yeah. continue to shower and mold.
No, I know. I
keep getting targeted for this thing on TikTok shop that allegedly removes mold from like between your tiles in the bathroom. And now I'm so hyper aware of looking at that and seeing if those need to be cleaned. And now I want to buy it.
Is it called
the pink
stuff?
I feel like it's probably a scam. And I've read in the comments, it's just, hydrogen peroxide. I was going to say hyaluronic acid. So I'm going to try and use hydrogen peroxide.
Is it called the pink stuff?
I don't even know what it's called. It's okay. Like, it looks almost like white out and they just run it across the grout or whatever.
Because I was also influenced to buy something like that.
Called the pink
Did
stuff?
Did it work? The pink stuff. You know what? Haven't tried. Oh. I got that, and then all of the move stuff happened, and I haven't been able to be a full functioning human.
So, how much new stuff are you buying? What's the situation with the new space?
Oh, are you taking inventory in your head of what I'm getting rid of?
You know me too well.
So
of
you
course.
Can take it. That's literally what my mom. I FaceTimed my mom yesterday to tell her, because one thing about my parents is even though I've hired professional movers, they will be here. Getting ready.
No surprises.
That
they,
is so
they will
nice,
be here
honestly.
With their hands in boxes, straightening up what the movers are doing. Like my mom's gonna be like helping the movers. I'm like, mom, sit down. We're paying these people. But no, I'm excited. I'm very grateful that they're coming. But my mom was like, I was explaining to her how we're moving out of this apartment early. Technically, like we have the whole month, but we're moving out mid-month, so we can then like leave behind anything we're selling and then have 2 weeks to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, but like do one thing at a time, which I've never allowed myself to do in a move. I've always been like, okay, we have to move everything today and it has to be spotless in here. And it just like stresses me out. So I'm like, no, let's do things in like in parts. Let's first move all the stuff that we want in the new apartment to the new apartment, get it like remotely set up and then come back here and deal with all the stuff that I don't want anymore. Sell it, get some money. And then also, like, once that stuff is gone, do a nice deep clean, make sure we get that security deposit, spackle, whatever, and then I'll feel good about it. I don't have to do it all in one day.
I feel like you also,
so,
at that point, can see what will fit. Like, take right. the stuff that you know for certain is going to fit, like you said, get it set up a little bit, and then you can come back and be like, that would actually look good there. Let's take that.
Yeah.
Or sell it.
Yeah. Cause you don't really know until it's in there. Like yeah. even though we have measurements, it's like, you don't really know. So anyway, I was explaining that to my mom and she was like, oh, I bet Adam's thrilled.
It's like my personal brand at this point.
She's like, I bet Adam's thrilled that there's going to be an apartment full of things you're getting rid of.
I can't wait to come over and take my tour.
If things don't sell, they're yours.
Oh, girl, I know. Okay? I know the drill.
It's going to look like an estate sale in here, because I'm also going to get rid of, like, I have way too many knickknacks, okay? And I love knickknacks, but, and especially like antiques, of course, I'm never going to part with those things. But there's like so many things I've just gotten from Anthropology over the years, fallen deep into the, I've seen it and I've needed it and I've gotten it. And now I'm like, okay, but I don't need this anymore.
No, this is an Anthropology graveyard for sure.
Style anymore.
It is an Anthropology graveyard. So we need to get rid of a bunch of knickknacks. Like there's big things are going on in here. It's going to be like a yard sale.
What's
going
to happen with your stock of books?
I'm donating those. Over there. Those are being donated to Housing Works, I think. Oh, they accept book donations. No, I've already thought about that. Because while it's worked in this apartment, it's been kind of like cool and vibey. It's not. It's just been collecting dust, really.
Yeah.
My book
stack. It's
literally
just two stacks of books.
And for some reason, it's like such a vibe.
It kind of is, yeah. With the lamp on top of it.
But I'm kind of over that vibe. I have a whole new vibe for the next apartment.
Yeah.
It's like you literally made a shelf of books. Like the purpose of it is not so that you can pull books out of that.
Yeah, I can't even see.
Very decorative.
I can't even see the spines of the books. Like I don't even know what's what.
That's funny.
If someone's like, oh, can you lend me a book? Nope, can't. I literally can't. It's holding up some lamps.
I want you to put a full on like yard sale sign out on your street.
Yeah.
Or like estate sale with an arrow pointing into your building.
Oh my God.
I feel like that'd be so funny. But also there'd be no point because your building be like, call, text this number, estate sale.
I mean, I could just like leave the doors open.
Yeah, that's, and then your package thief might just come on in.
Yeah, he's going to be back in it.
Yeah, that's a safety concern. We're not going to...
And then you'll get a nice new letter from your neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell the people something quite funny. That the next apartment, you know how I made a whole fuss about how I wanted a package room and a landlord. I have doorman. A landlord. And a doorman and the amenities. I was like, I need a gym. Last night, we were at this comedy show for our friend Shannon. And I think it was Brooke. She was like, no, it wasn't Brooke. It was Delaney. Because Brooke already knew about our situation, like the new apartment. But Delaney was like, oh, did you find an apartment? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, all the amenities, right? I'm like, none. Actually, not a single amenity. Not a single amenity.
That's so funny. Wait, did you release not video 5?
No. Well, maybe by the time this comes out, probably not. I think we're going in on Friday to get the keys and to measure. And I think I might, I don't know how I'm going to go about it because I don't want to, because we're moving in, like, I might wait until we officially move in to film. I want to, like, film, like, an empty tour, but I don't know. We'll see.
I was at dinner last night and the entire dinner table was like, Adam, we've been following.
I know, Katie's, my roommate journey. Is so invested.
They were like, tell me, did she find an apartment? Like,
wait,
I've been,
I love
trying
it.
Not to cheat, but. She's holding out on us for the grand reveal. Did she find an apartment?
Yeah.
And my mom, you literally showed her the apartment that you got when we were at dinner. And the other night we were on the phone and she was like, Katie's posting all of these apartments. Is that one of the apartments that she chose? And I was like, Mom, you already got the grand reveal.
I mean,
and
I love it.
She was like, oh, I've been watching all of her videos.
I mean, I love it because it gives House Hunter vibes. House Hunters, like, which one are they going to choose?
Yeah.
Even though it, like, shattered my brain into a million pieces and ruined my childhood when I learned that they already, before they filmed the show, they already know which one they're picking.
Yeah. I honestly was, like, a recent years old when I found that out.
Yeah, it's
like
a recent, I think
it's
most
the same
people learned
with
recently.
Flip or flop, or not flip or flop, love it or list it.
I haven't been super into that one.
Oh, really? Whenever I go to the dentist, it's always on.
Well, aren't you lucky?
That's your dentist show?
That sounds nice.
I don't know how people watch shows at the dentist.
But I always chime in to the show like midway through and then the next episode starts and then I can't find out if they're going to love it or list it. So it's just like keeps me on the hook, but I'm never going to go find out.
Do you watch TV while you're at the dentist? So like
yeah, they have TVs on the ceiling and they give you headphones.
Mine do too, but I'm so focused on people ripping my mouth to shreds.
You guys are so bougie. Oh. There's a hole in the ceiling of my dentist and that's on being self-employed. Hole in the ceiling. You guys get a TV on the ceiling. What the fuck is this?
They give you sunglasses. So like, it's not like you're making eye contact with them. So.
No, my dentist's office is literally like a club. Like they play like rock and like pop EDM remixes.
Do you think they'll have me? Do you think that I can just...
I recommended them to you.
No, I know, but... Oh, I tried. They're not on my insurance.
I feel like you should try to see if you they'll partner with you or something.
I gave them just a call. Go to Tend, and I feel like Tend.
Oh, there actually is a Tend close to... Oh, I have another story.
Yeah.
Okay, this is related to I'm the excited. Apartment. And I don't want this to come across the wrong way. It was really just a funny situation. So bear with me. So we were showing Jack's brother and his girlfriend the apartment on Sunday. We were very hungover after Jack's birthday. Or it was actually on Jack's birthday. It was Sunday, but we celebrated Saturday night. We did karaoke. It was very fun. Woke up the next morning, and I was like, well, what do you want to do today, Jack? It's your birthday. He's like, I really want to walk over to the new apartment and like show my brother. Look, we can't go inside of the apartment, but he wanted to show him like the front door and like the street, whatever. Cute brother things. So we're walking, we see the door, and Jack gets so excited. He's like, there's the door. Like, look, there's the door to our apartment. We're walking over to the door, showing Dan, and all of a sudden, a guy comes and sits his butt on the stoop.
No.
And lights up his crack pipe. And you cannot make this shit up. Literally the second, like as we were approaching the door to like take a nice picture in front of it, crack pipe whipped out.
Did you say, hey, sir, do you mind picking a different stoop?
So, like, we just felt, well, first of all, we died laughing. Not to be mean. I mean,
that's so funny.
Because, I mean, he's just trying to enjoy his Sunday morning. We're just trying to enjoy our Sunday morning. And our desires just collided. And we don't
you
have
had
a key.
Different ideas of how you were going to enjoy your day.
Yeah, yeah. He was enjoying his day. We were trying to enjoy our day. And it just didn't work out. But... yeah, we decided not to say anything to him because he seemed like he was having a nice time. But also, I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, well, this is interesting. What would I do if I had to get inside?
Yeah, that's true.
I probably would have to make friends.
You'd literally have to make friends with him and his crack pipe.
Anyway, it was just really funny. We've been talking, like, joking about it since because it's just like, of course, like,
that's your new neighbor.
You're infringing on his territory. He was not here the other way around.
He was here first, and now we're moving into his turf.
I think you can become friends with him. You can start cooking for him, make him some chili.
Yeah, no, he seemed totally nice. Like, I feel like if we were to have asked him, but also like, it's not our apartment yet.
True.
So that's not very nice to make him move and it's not our apartment yet.
It's very true.
Anyway, I just thought it was a really funny situation where we
that
were
is
just,
poor sweet Jack.
We're like, home sweet home. Jack's so excited. It's his birthday. Showing his brother. Crack pipe.
Can you title the episode that?
Crack pipe. I mean, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice man.
I have no doubts that you guys will be besties.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, more to come on the apartment and we have to figure out our new set up for the podcast.
I know. What's our situation going to be?
I wonder what the acoustics are going to be like in there.
True. We're going to sound very different.
Well, probably not. But we did sound very different in my last apartment versus this one because that one had such high ceilings.
I like barely even remember us recording in your last apartment at this point.
Yeah. I feel like we all sat around the table.
Yeah, it was a full floor operation.
Do you remember when we recorded with, I think, Hayden, and we did four people one time, and we were all like sitting in various parts of the room. Like, I feel like
we were all spread out very so far vividly. Apart. We were very far. Well, I had limited seating, and my couch was much smaller then.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's crazy. The evolution of the podcast.
I know. Throwback.
And all of the places. Well, hopefully this one's a winner. We stay for
three
multiple
apartments.
Years. Yeah, multiple years.
Yeah, stay in this one. I was at dinner with a friend last night who has moved 7 times in 7 years.
And that's relatable, honestly.
And she was like, she was telling us about how they raised her rent X amount, like some significant amount. And she was like, guys, like, I cannot move again. Like, 7 times in 7 years is insane, but they raised my rent so much that we need to figure out if it makes sense.
I will say the positive of moving so many times is you do like purge your things quite frequently versus like I was thinking about it. Like when we moved from our house to our like current house, mm-hmm. like they haven't moved. My parents haven't moved very many times, like especially with the kids, like with my sister and I, we had our basement was full of so much stuff. Granted, I guess we don't have like as many places to squirrel away things in the city, but you really like start to hoard things like unintentionally when you're in the same place for so long. Mm-hmm. Moving keeps you purging.
I think also with kids, you hoard so much random stuff. When we moved out of our house, my mom had like kindergarten colorings that we had done.
Oh my God. I'm scared to have a normal house. Because I'm a hoarder, but with clothes. Like, if you guys saw the amount of clothes in my apartment, yeah. I mean, I know we talk about this frequently on the podcast.
Did your new dresser come?
It did. And I love her.
Do you love your new dresser? Did you even post it?
I didn't, because there's a freaking hole in my wall, like behind it. So I
just give me the photo. I'll Photoshop it.
You posted it maybe somewhere.
I sent it in Snapchat. Oh,
I have not checked Snapchat since October.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but it overwhelms me, and so I deleted the app.
But now I started giving updates on Snapchat.
Oh, really?
Not updates. Every time that I open it, I have a new ad.
Oh.
It just looks like I have gotten a Snapchat from a brand.
They're exploring new monetization strategies.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just wasn't really looking at it. I feel like I'm caught up on everyone's lives.
I literally only use Snapchat for the group that we have.
Yeah, yeah, so I feel like I'm caught up on everyone's life. Like, I just text people if I want to know what they're up to.
My home friends all still use it. And it's the same thing. Like, we just send random things throughout the day.
Yeah, no, mine is literally, like, the girls and then random men over the years who still try to slide in to my snaps.
Snapchat was such, like, a cultural movement in college. Like, oh, my God.
It was crazy.
I didn't really use it.
I remember my parents were like, there's this new app where the photos disappear. And like, I was like, yeah, I have it. What of it?
I think I remember it being like very popular our senior year.
I feel like I remember that too. And in class, somebody would be like, this girl got a Snapchat or sent a Snapchat.
No, like people were talking, like sending nudes and
no,
stuff.
No, I know, exactly. Yeah.
It was like really dicey.
Yeah, that was.
And then the nudes would get screenshotted, and then that was not good.
No.
Yeah, and then stories became a thing, Snapchat stories.
And then Instagram ripped off.
And then I declared I will never make an Instagram story. They copied Snapchat. And here I am now.
That was like the trend.
Only making Instagram stories, no Snapchat.
Everyone was like, I will never make an Instagram story. That was literally the trend at the time. It was like people refusing to make Instagram stories.
Yeah, but now.
Now people won't even log into Snapchat.
Well, me, whatever. But now people are going back to Snapchat stories. Alex Earle. Like,
oh, I did
all these,
see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're getting paid for that. Certainly.
And I'm sure a lot. I heard Snapchat influencers make like
a lot.
A shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Because there's probably not that many of them. I feel like it's probably like.
Well, I'm verified. Maybe I should go back.
Katie, yeah, start doing it. That's why Khloe Kardashian probably posts like 800 Snapchat slides a day.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I tap through and it's like a millimeter.
It's like a like massive size. Centipede.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Funny.
Caterpillar.
Yeah.
We need to do the intro.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn great.
I love that.
It's fake spring.
Since we spoke, Adam has gone to Hillstone 17 times and posted every single... Okay. Do you ever go to Hillstone and not post it?
I have, yes. Recently. I normally will post it.
Yeah, okay.
I did go 4 times in 8 days last week.
Yeah, that tracks, because every time I opened Instagram it was a fresh.
Yes.
And do they know you?
Yeah, for sure. At the front desk, the girl's like, I've literally seen you 4 times in a week.
Yeah.
But it's nice because now I've noticed that they're kind of like filtering me faster on the like my little strategy to get in and get a table. Like if I go in and put myself on the wait list, like normally I only have to wait like 10 to 15 minutes. They'll like shuffle me.
Wow, you have VIP treatment.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced they're shuffling me. It could not be shuffling, but I have noticed that I'm waiting shorter amounts of time.
I mean, they should have a loyalty program at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
But all of like, and also
you go there at least once a week.
I'd for sure easy. But the reason I brought up 4 is because the week before I didn't post, and that would have been like 5 in 10 days, and I didn't post because it was like a work lunch, so I was with
like
senior people, so I wasn't gonna be like, let me take a picture of her salad or whatever. So. That one didn't get a post.
Like, wait, don't eat that. Don't eat that yet. Let me get a pic.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't eat that.
Got to be a little, you know, a little more chill because I'm so chill.
Okay, so in that grain, update us on Hillstone Sugarfish Man. What is going on?
Hillstone Sugarfish Man. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
What was the last update I gave? Probably that at that point when we recorded last week, he had probably canceled our date on Monday because he had neurovirus.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about neurovirus.
Right. We were all terrified of neurovirus.
Colby thought she got it. We did right. not get the norovirus yet.
We are marked safe, knock on wood, from the norovirus. We rescheduled for Saturday. We went to the Met. And then we did drinks at Casa Tua. There's like this new Casa. Is it new Casa Tua up on the Upper East Side?
The New York location opened this fall.
Yeah, Colby recommended because they opened a new lounge. It was very cute, very lovely. We met up down where he lives to get on the subway together. We had to wait for the subway for 30 minutes. So we had quite a lot of time to chat and catch up. Oh. No, I wish.
30 minutes?
No, literally 30 minutes. Like, I mean, not actually, but honestly, maybe it might have been 30 minutes. We were down there for forever. There were a million people on the platform. I don't know what was going on, but the subways were having some problems this weekend. And so I was supposed to meet him close to his apartment at 1:30 because it was on the way up to the Met. And I like go to get in Fide on the subway that I would take to get up to his apartment, basically. And it's completely roped off. So I couldn't get on that subway. Go to the next subway that would have gotten me at least like close to his apartment. 15 minutes away because it has delays.
That's the worst.
And so I was like, I can literally walk to him faster in 15 minutes. So I ended up walking. But anyways, I was a little bit late to meet him. And then we go down to the subway together to get on the 6 to go uptown. And we have to wait like basically 20 minutes.
Well, at least he knows you weren't lying about the subway being the reason why you were late. Because I feel like people use that
as
an excuse.
That's so annoying.
I know. But we had a lot to catch up on because I hadn't seen him in 2 weeks. So we were just chatting on the subway platform for the entire time. And then literally after it had been 20 minutes, I was like, okay, I need to stop us right now. Like, I'm going to freak out if we don't get on this subway. Like, we're never getting up there. And then right as I start complaining, the subway comes. So anyways, we eventually made it up to the Met. And I got to flex a little bit because when I used to work at Bloomberg, the secret to working at Bloomberg is that your badge is basically like the key to every museum in the city, essentially. Like, you can go to any museum, gallery.
Wait, what? You just swipe your badge?
You show your badge and you're literally treated like a celebrity.
I was like, okay, swiping, like, that would be crazy technology.
Yeah. And so I brought my badge from when I used to work at Bloomberg. Because I was like, worked? I know that I'm going to, That's like the Bloomberg secret.
They don't have to scan it.
No, guys, I didn't even know how it worked because I haven't been to a museum and used my badge in a while, but I literally was like holding it in my hand and there was a massive line to get tickets at the Met. And these people come up to me and literally escort me to the front of the line in the VIP section and got us free tickets.
Oh, my God. Because
they just saw the badge that I was carrying.
Good thing you didn't get rid of the badge.
I know. I will hold that until the day
I don't know where my L'Oreal badge is.
But it's also so funny because the picture of me on the badge, I look pubescent because it was my first job in the city.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Aww. Adam.
I know. But the Met was great. I actually love the Met.
What was the exhibit?
We went and saw the Dutch Masters.
Okay.
And he's like so smart.
Good.
So smart.
That's hot.
But he's like so humble about it. So we'd be walking around the Met and he would say something along the lines of, oh yeah, I don't really know like too much about art. And then would just crank out a million facts about the Dutch Masters to the point where I was like,
you know about art.
I was like, I don't even know what the Dutch Masters are.
Sounds like we'd get along.
Yeah, you definitely would.
I love a good art fun fact.
Yeah. And he'd be like pointing out specific elements of each artist. He'd be like, oh, this artist mixes this very specific type of blue that you'll see in every single one of his paintings. Oh, then we would go and look at all the paintings. Is it cerulean?
I don't know.
That's from The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's cerulean.
That's just the only shade of blue that's like top of mind.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. Cerulean.
I forget the artist. Maybe it was like Rembrandt or something. Rembrandt. I was learning a lot. I was doing a lot of learning in this.
Wow. Oh my God. That's such an amazing quality. I love that about
him. Yeah.
But it's not like a cool thing to know about.
No, it wasn't douchey at all. I mean, he was so humble about
like
it.
Like it's, yeah. When
I was
you,
making fun of him. I was like, you literally just told me you know nothing, like, nothing about art. And then I just learned more in this than I ever learned in any art class I've ever taken in my entire life.
I love this man. I hope I meet him.
Yeah, he's great. And then,
okay, so what happened after that?
We were probably together for like 5 hours, honestly. We did the Met and then we walked down to Casa Tua and we had drinks for a few hours. And then the issue is when we were planning, because obviously we had to reschedule for Monday. And so it was kind of a last-ish minute plan because he was waiting to see when he would feel better for us to kind of make a plan to see each other. And so I think we planned for the Met on like Wednesday or Thursday. And at that point, I had kind of already had my weekend plans. So I told him like what my weekend plans were or whatever and said that I had an event on Saturday night, mm-hmm. which I did. And so he basically assumed that whatever I had on Saturday night was like a dinner. Like, I just don't think I went into detail. And so when I see him, like, I was kind of planning on like being able to hang out the entire day and like maybe we'd bleed into dinner or something like that and just basically hang out the whole day. And he was asking me, oh, like, when do you need to go to your thing so we can keep tabs on time? And I was like, oh, it's not until 10 p.m. And he's like, oh, shit. Like, I scheduled a dinner with my friends at 6:30 because I thought that you had a dinner at 7. So we ended up hanging out until it was kind of time to part ways.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that was like kind of it. It was very nice, though. I mean, that was our fourth date, which obviously isn't that, you know.
Did you make out?
Far along. No, I wish. We were on the subway together. It was just kind of awkward.
Yeah, that's very awkward.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, we were obviously, like, standing close to each other on the subway, and, like, it was, like, flirty, like, touchy vibes, like, while we were on the subway together for a while, because we were going from the Met all the way downtown.
Yeah.
So we were together for a really long time on Saturday. But, yeah, no. No kiss or make out, Katie. Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry, I can't give you tea this time.
And then Adam comes to my apartment, and he literally is like, the only reason I'm here is because so-and-so said I should come hang out with my friends. And I was like, oh, okay.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
It accidentally came out of my mouth that way.
So I accidentally said it.
But so you thought because you didn't have anything better to do, you showed up to Colby's.
Not what I meant, though.
That's what I'm...
Guys. Well, originally, okay, Colby had a birthday party that she was going to. And I would have gone to that birthday party because originally my plan was I was like, oh, maybe I'll suggest to this guy if he wants to keep hanging out that maybe like we'll meet at this birthday party or something. And I was going to give him the option because obviously like, date 4, like he doesn't need to meet my friends. But like if he wanted to, I'd be like, you know,
that would also be a wild environment for him to walk into. Insane. I would have given you a crazy, a red flag, like don't waving the red flag.
Don't come.
Mainly because it was just like a sports bar.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been bad. So glad that it didn't go that way. But anyways,
from Casa Tua.
Yeah, from Casa Tua to literally like frat house.
And yeah, and it was that, and only one of our friends ended up coming in her home friend. So like two of our friends.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So like nobody was there. So anyways.
Hey, it was a big weekend. For
I mean,
birthdays.
By the time. that was my like original plan back when I thought like a lot of our friends were going to this event, right? And so then on Saturday, when obviously I knew that it was only going to be like two people and then nobody was even excited to go, like I was not going to suggest that to the guy that we go to that, yeah. You know? But anyways, that was kind of my initial plan. So when me and this guy parted ways, I was like, oh, I know some of my friends are, because he was like, what are you going to do between your party? Like, I feel bad that I'm going to dinner. And I was like, oh, some of my friends were going to this birthday party. Like, maybe I'll stop by there. And he was like, yeah, you totally should go and like see your friends in between. And so then I went to Colby's and I basically was like, I'm only here because he told me to come.
We were 3 hours late to the party because we went out Friday night. One of our friends is moving and everyone I feel like was slightly overserved or hadn't been out in a while. And so we had a very slow start to the day. And the birthday party started at 3:30 and we got there, I think, at 6:45.
Wow.
A casual 3 hours and 15 minutes late.
And people were starting to leave already. I mean, okay. Naturally.
You guys got a good hour and a half there, though.
Yeah, no, we were there and we saw all the birthday boys, which was all that
That's what's mattered. Important.
I mean, I had a good time.
I love that.
So have you been talking? Are you going to see him again?
Yeah. So what did we leave off at? Oh, well, on Saturday, what he suggested is that after I finish my event, that I text him and see if he was still awake and maybe we would continue hanging out after. That didn't happen, unfortunately. But
did you text him?
I didn't text him.
Wow.
But, I mean, but we had been texting before, like said, good to see you, like had fun or whatever.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I was just wondering if you would, after your party, want a cheeky hangout.
I did, but I'm not like, I'm just not.
Why, you're so tame.
You wanted him to invite you over.
Yeah, I did. Like, more shy, feel like. I'm more shy than I feel like I think I am. Like,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your bark is bigger than your bite.
Yeah, bark way bigger than bite. Bark way bigger
that's
than
fair.
Bite.
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah. Like, I just need a little bit more, like, direction or enthusiasm. I'm not the person that's going to be, like, double texting or being like, can I come over? Do you want to come over? Like, I need somebody else to kind of lead that. Yeah. Okay. Charge. Unfortunately, I wish I was the other way, but I just I'm not gonna beg.
You do you
and I'm always gonna match the other person's energy, and yeah, I just need a little bit more validation.
Fair enough.
Before making a request. But anyways, the next day we ended up planning something for this week, so I'm gonna see him Friday after all of our events.
Oh, cool.
So, like, late Friday night.
Oh, nice.
I'll meet up with him. And then we're probably going to hang out at some point, like, either today or tomorrow.
Ooh la la.
But we'll see. He's a pretty intense job, I think. And obviously, like, my job is kind of intense as well. So, I think the scheduling during the weekdays is a little bit harder.
I mean, but you've managed to see him quite a lot.
4 times. I mean, that 1 week, we literally had 3 dates in a week.
Which is really good.
Which is crazy. Yeah, which is insane.
That just goes to show, if you want to see someone, if he wanted to, he would.
True.
Even if you have an intense job, you make it work.
True.
For the people that you're interested in.
I mean, but now we're kind of at that point. Well, so we've seen each other 4 times. If we see each other twice this week, obviously that'll be 6 times. So it's like, we're kind of at that point where, I don't know, like it's going to, what am I trying to say? We need to like keep the momentum going, because also next week, I literally go to Japan for 10 days.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Like, I'm going for such a long time. You know, and I mean, we were good at keeping up with each other when I was in London, which is when we first matched on the apps.
What's the time difference in Japan?
Not good. It's like 16 hours ahead.
Oh, goodness.
So I don't even know what
you're our overlap be living is in the
like.
Future.
Yeah, it's like Eastern nights are Japan mornings, basically.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Because normally when because I have a lot of Japanese clients, and normally when I meet with them, it's like after 7 p.m.
Okay, so that could work, though, for communication, at least, with him.
Yeah, so I'll just talk to him at night if he wants to continue to talk to me. I mean, for
example, if he wants to continue to talk to you, you shut your mouth.
Guys, I'm in my head all the time about stuff like this.
He's going to want to talk to you, and if he doesn't, then I'm going to hit him with my car that I don't have.
Oh, God. Katie.
Good riddance.
I'm going to find a car, and I'm going to hit him with it.
Oh, my goodness. Katie's pledging murder on this podcast.
No, like, so when I was starting to talk to Jack, and then we went on our big trip to Spain, we talked every day, and it was like exciting to like hear from him and like hear him hearing from me, because the time difference.
Yeah.
Not that it was anything compared to Japan, but it was like exciting to be like, okay, when are you getting back? Like, let's plan what we're doing when you get back. I can't wait to hear about your trip. Like, there's something like fun about that.
I think I talked about it on the podcast though, but the communication style that I have with this dude is like very different than a communication style of any other person that I've talked to, I feel like. And maybe it's because he's a little bit like 4 years older than me. And maybe it's just different up there in the 30s. I don't know. Yeah. But
they text less.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like yesterday we didn't even talk at all, like once.
No, I'm just saying, in people up in the 30s, is that what they do?
I don't know, because you know Colby's having the opposite experience.
Not anymore. Yep, Colby, you're not off the hook. We're moving on to you after Adam.
But we will text. Like the day before, we were texting a bit. But it'll normally be like one check-in text a day, basically. Like,
wow.
It's like no texting at all. But then the thing is, like, I see that as, oh, I don't feel like he's that interested in me. And like, maybe we're just kind of carrying on seeing each other occasionally and keeping it casual. Like, maybe that's the vibe here. But then he'll all of a sudden come on strong and be like, let's hang out this day. Would love to see you.
Like, I feel like it's texting like with intention. You're still like 4 dates. Yes, it's a lot. But like you said in the beginning, you saw each other 3 times in 1 week and then you just hung out again. Like you're not at a point where you need to be texting like all day.
Yeah.
Like giving continuous updates. Like you still want to have things to talk about.
Yeah, which I'm honestly loving. And it's keeping me interested. Because yeah. I feel like normally people are like love bombing me with texts.
Yep.
Like the guy previously who was good morning, good night. And I was like, ick, I can't talk to you anymore. You know, like once somebody texts me too much, I feel like it loses the kind of
mystery.
Chase for me and the mystery.
No,
a little
this
bit.
Is good. This is really good for you.
Yeah, so I like a little bit of a chase and feeling like I'm kind of like wondering what's happening next, I guess, mm-hmm. opposed to somebody aggressively texting me all day. And also, like Colby said, I kind of need to bring myself back down to earth and also be like, we've literally only been on 4 dates. You know, like
4 dates is a lot.
It is a lot, but I feel like it feels like it's been longer just because we've been talking since I was in London, which was like a month and a half ago.
True, or a month and change ago, right?
True, so it seems like we've been talking for a little bit.
Well, I think you going to Japan is very mysterious of you. I think that'll make him.
I know.
He'll be into that.
I know.
You know, he likes his fine art and his
true
mysterious painters. So he'll love the mystery of you going to Japan.
I feel like 2 years ago, everybody was like discovering going to Europe for the first time, and now everyone is on to Japan.
People love Japan and Costa Rica.
Sudden, yes, Costa Rica.
Everybody's
as well.
In Costa Rica.
Everybody's in Japan and Costa Rica, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
I'm excited. I can't wait to give you guys the Japan recap.
Yes,
I'm excited for it.
The one thing I'll say. So on Saturday when we were at Casatua, we were talking about. We got into like dating conversations, or not like dating conversations, but talking about exes. And like
the X-Files.
And obviously I don't have any exes. And so I think I told him that he was the first date that I had been on since like September. And so I said that, and I should not have said that. I had scaries immediately after.
Why?
I don't know. That's just like weird.
I don't think that's weird at all.
Really?
No.
Okay, good.
Like you also were really focused on your job and figuring that out, then you got promoted and it paid off, and now you're refocusing.
Okay, good. This is helping me because that's what I said.
Wait, you're so weird for thinking you were weird. No, that is perfectly normal. First of
get in my head about everything.
I know, and you got to get out of there. It's a bad place to be.
It is.
And also, that was like the holidays. Everybody's traveling. Like, I don't think it's crazy at all.
It shows you have other priorities besides dating. If he thought that was... No, and he certainly did not think that was weird, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. You never know, okay, you guys?
And I think it's also totally valid to be like, I was going on dates and I wasn't meeting anyone and wanted to like take a break from it and refocus on figuring out what I wanted.
That is completely normal.
Okay, good.
Completely
Thanks
normal.
For the validation.
Dating burnout is like so true.
All right, that's my scene, guys. That's all I got for you.
Okay, I have high hopes for this man.
Me too.
He seems solid.
He's good. We like him.
Okay. Colby, you're up.
It's my turn.
You're up, girl. Give us an update on your date.
I'm just laughing at Adam because we were just sidebarring about this because I went on a date with his coworker and it was good. We had a great time. We're going to go out again, but... Adam, you have to say what happened because I can't tell the story on your behalf.
Wait, I don't even know what this is about, and I'm laughing.
So, basically, like, this coworker is somebody that I'm friends with, right? And, like, obviously on the last couple episodes when we talked about him, I was, like, roasting him alive for the abundance of texts.
Fuck, did he listen?
That he was sending to Colby, and he listened.
Fuck. And so then this weekend, I was like, that's so weird, like... I was like, I don't really care, but like, is he ghosting me? And Adam was like, no, like, no way.
Well, I didn't know. And then I was like, fuck, I'm in the middle of it. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do. I was like, I don't know what to do here. In this place.
But then it picked back up on whatever day that was. Like, literally after I said that, then it picked back up. But it's changed.
That's so funny. Colby did not tell me that it picked back up. And so in the office, I'm like, ugh, I'm so annoyed at him for like ghosting Colby. Like, you cannot be doing that. Okay, you cannot be doing that. And then finally last night he pulls a chair up to me and he's like, so do you think I text too much?
Oh my God.
And I started dying laughing. And he was like, now I'm all in my head about how much I text. And I was like, no. Like, honestly, sometimes I wish I got this level of attention outside of, you know, like guys I normally talk to. So I don't think it's bad at all. But anyways, they are going on another date. But it was just funny that he was like, you literally roasted me alive about the texting thing. And I was like, yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you want, that's why we always say, like, the people that are listening, listen at your own risk.
No, literally.
Listen at your own risk, because we're going to be completely open and honest on this podcast.
Yeah. I shouldn't have gone so hard on
Well, you were being funny. You were like poking fun. It was a joke.
Yeah, and luckily he knows me, so he knows that. So it's
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, like, keep texting her. Like, what? You just stop this.
Be yourself. Yeah. Everyone else is taken.
Oh my God.
But yeah, okay, I'm excited to hear how day two goes.
That is so like a home goods sign.
Oh, I am a walking home goods sign.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, I need more. Where did you go on your first date? Tell the people.
We went to this bar near my apartment that I like.
I gave him a list of places to take you, and he literally does not pick one on the list.
Oh, well, he might have made a suggestion that was off of your list, and then I told him that we should go to this other place.
What was the suggestion?
Boss Tweets.
I did not suggest that.
Colby. Well, I didn't know. Then I was like, I had a questionable experience there one time, and I refused to go back. You want to just go here instead?
That's so funny.
So
no, I gave him a list, but he said I sent it to him too slow, so he picked a different one.
Oh,
didn't we talk about how you were there for a bajillion hours and I was tracking you? Did we not talk about this?
No, because this happened after we recorded.
Oh my God, Colby was on the stage for 4
Adam
hours.
Adam and I were texting, and I'm like, she's still there.
No, and literally at hour one, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, they're still on the state. And then like, hour two, I was like, whoa, 2 hours. Like, that's a big deal. And then hour three, I was like, okay, Colby's still there. I think something's happening. And then hour four, I was like, I need to go pick her up from school. And then she texted me.
Yeah, Adam texted. He goes, I'm getting concerned. I'm like, I'd say that this is a good sign. I was asleep, so I couldn't help you. But
I didn't even realize, like, because we did only have 2 drinks, which I was very happy about.
That's very good.
But I didn't even realize it had been that long until you said that. I was like, yeah, I guess that was kind of crazy.
No, it's but good.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, the fact that you didn't even know it was 4 hours, that's such a good sign.
Yeah. So I said that I could see him next week because we have our friend's bachelorette this weekend in the city.
It's going to be so fun. I'm so
busy
excited
with things for that. And so, yeah, we're figuring out next week.
I love. I can't wait to hear about it. Did you meet any boys at the birthday party?
No.
Oh. Okay, sass.
I talked to the birthday boys who are our college friends, and then everyone was leaving, so we left.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that. That's not the tea I was looking for.
It wasn't like a social hour situation, because we haven't seen those guys in a long time, so we had a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, that's fair.
One of them has a girlfriend now, so we met her, which was fun to meet her, I guess. I'll
slowly introduce the girlfriend.
Which one?
I'll tell you after.
Oh, fuck.
Last Actually, two of them have girlfriends now, but only one of them was there. The other
Do you know sign language?
No.
Fuck.
But
Keeping Up with Elon.
Yeah.
What?
Keeping Up with Elon.
What about Elon? Oh, yes. The boys are from Elon. I was like, Elon did not teach. I did not learn sign language at Elon University.
It's okay. My joke didn't land, but this too shall pass.
I think I'm slow this morning. I haven't had my coffee yet. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear the tea.
Yeah. One thing that I will say, and this is like old news, but this year on Valentine's Day, I feel like people came out of the woodworks with relationships. And that was those guys, like, one thing that I love dearly about them is that they like to gossip as well. So I was like talking about all of the newfound relationships, and this one guy that I like have such a crush on, he's a few years older than us. One of them has a brother who is friends with him, and I was like, damn, the fact that he wrote Love of My Life like really cut deep. I gotta say, like, there was so much to unpack this Valentine's Day on Instagram.
Are you okay over there?
It started freaking out and got a mind of its own. Did you see it do a little spin?
Our equipment's outdated. We need some updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need...
Did you guys realize that, though? And also, people who are in relationships that I even knew about, like, people just made it such a point to make sure that they were posting on Valentine's Day. And I saw people even post a few days later and be like, forgot to post on Valentine's Day. Like, no one cares.
I feel like for some reason it's kind of like a proof of life. Like, oh, okay, yeah. If you're not, you know how like on Facebook for a minute it was like you could mark yourself safe from like a hurricane or something in your area. It's very similar to that. It's like, okay, we are like, you don't have to worry, we're still dating. Because some people didn't post.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, did they break up? And they did.
Oh.
Some people. I honestly did a lot of unfollowing on Valentine's Day because people that don't normally post that from my past that I no longer speak to were posting their significant other. And I'm like, who the heck are you?
Right.
I'm like, I don't even know you anymore. Unfollow.
Right.
Like people from like LA that I met when I was out there that I'm like, I'm literally never going to speak to you again. And I unfollowed them.
That's
an easy cleaning shop. Better and like more ruthless.
I was cleaning
with
up.
Unfollowing people that like men from my past.
Well, I just get worried that I'm going to see people after I unfollow them, like immediately after. So if they're in the city, if they live here, I'm probably not going to unfollow them. But if it's like someone from Maryland or like LA or whatever, fair game. Probably not going to see them.
Yeah, I need to do that too. There's so many people that I follow where I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
No, same. Yeah. I'm like, if I saw you on the street, I wouldn't even recognize you to say hi. So why do I feel so weird about unfollowing you on Instagram?
I know.
Instagram?
It's such a weird...
It is relatable.
Such a weird thing.
I agree.
I have one more fun update that can kind of carry us to close, I feel like.
Ooh.
Do you remember the first guy I ever introduced to the friends? Did we talk about this in last week's episode? I mean, we didn't talk about the update of it, but...
Yes, you did, because I was roasting you for the fact that we've never met any of these people you're talking about.
Right. Ironically,
because they never make it that far.
I'm just gonna let that one pass. So the only guy that I've ever introduced to our friends is this guy from, like, I don't even know when this was. I introduced him at the Spaniard,
I remember,
of all places, and it was like 5 years ago, I feel like, or 4 years ago, maybe.
Probably, I remember.
So he and I have always kind of kept up very vaguely on Instagram, like light DMs every once in a while. And then he's recently been in a long-term relationship for like 2 or 3 years. So like within a year after me introducing him to you guys, but he was just like a hookup buddy at that point. Like he was just kind of coming to meet us at the Spaniard so that he can go home with me, basically. Mm-hmm. Like that was the situation or the scenario. And recently I saw his boyfriend that I assumed at that gay birthday party that I went to before my second date with this Sugarfish Hillstone man.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago. And I overheard the boyfriend talking about how they had broken up. And I was like, oh my God, that's T.
Breakup.
And then sure enough, I see on this guy's Instagram, like I noticed that they hadn't been posting together in a really long time.
Oh my God.
Then I start seeing him come up on my dating apps again.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, that's T. And so then I'm like, and then I noticed that he's posting all these thirst traps all over his Instagram story. And so naturally, what does one do when someone is posting thirst traps all over their Instagram story?
You slid right in.
I have to reply. And so I start replying. And then he starts posting more thirst traps and I just start liking them. And then last night he starts liking all my shit on Instagram. And I'm like, this is going the direction I need it to.
Oh my God.
This is.
Hook, line, and sinker. You got it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay.
So we'll
see. Why did that end before?
With
him. When you were seeing him.
I honestly can't even remember. That was when I was super immature and not good at talking to boys, and I probably did something to fuck it up. I mean, I'm still bad at talking to boys, but I am assuming that I was the reason that it ended, because that is normally what happens with me.
Well, you probably were just like, this isn't it.
I remember I used to get so stressed out about dating, and like I would be like, oh, this is overwhelming me, and then I would just stop talking to them. So I probably did that.
Yeah, well, I remember that phase. If I had to guess. We'd have to go back into the archives. Did we even podcast at that time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was like 5 years ago, I think. Or like right before the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
so...
We've had some good tea in the earlier.
He's back on the market.
He's back on the market. On the market.
Guys, he's so hot. I can't wait to show you a picture of him. Like, he's insane.
Has he gotten hotter since you saw him?
For sure. Well, honestly, he did used to kind of look like this when we were hooking up. But like,
let me see a pic.
Look at this picture he posted. He's actually in Japan skiing right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Another
one. For Rex.
Like,
he's hot.
Another one in Japan. Wow.
All I see are the abs currently. Yeah.
That's all you need to see.
Okay.
That's all there is to see.
I'm obsessed with him.
Okay. How
Anyways,
exciting.
That better
Fun.
End up coming into something. We'll see.
Oh my God. So now you're going to have a roster.
I know. Maybe. Maybe. If Sugarfish Hillstone Man decides that I'm not the one, then...
Oh my God. You got to stop thinking like that.
I'm not thinking like that. I'm just,
you are.
I'm acknowledging that is a possibility to protect my peace.
Okay, whatever you got
to
do.
Obviously, that's not the direction I want to go. Knock on wood.
I guess whatever you have to do.
But, you know, you got to protect your peace a little bit.
True.
So...
But you are a prize.
Girl, I
You are a prize.
You don't have to remind me. I am...
He knows his worth.
I am the golden trophy, okay? I am the top prize. Okay. I know. Don't you worry. Do we have any other updates, things to share? Should we do a one advice segment?
Yeah, you're the keeper of the time over there.
Yeah, we have like 5 minutes.
Okay.
We can do one.
Let's do an advice segment.
You can watch me pull up on your body.
Okay, actually I want to hear your opinion on this.
What?
Because a listener sent in a funny story.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear.
After first reading I had some thoughts, but I want to hear your thoughts. So I guess you had shared a story about, oh yeah, the secret grinder admirer. Do you remember that?
Secret grinder admirer. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. What was the premise of that?
My story of the secret grinder
yours.
Admirer, where I was in that bar and then I walked past they were like messaging me and they were like 500 feet away and knew my name, but my name wasn't listed on Grindr. And then I walked past like down the bar to the bathroom.
And then they unmatched you.
And then came back and I saw that they had blocked me on Grindr.
Okay, so... This person wrote in kind of after...
They revealing themselves?
No.
That'd be crazy.
Oh my God, we would have started the episode with that. No, let me just read it. But it's similar to that. Hi, gals and Adam. First of all, I froth at the mouth every Friday for you to release a new episode. You guys make my commute so fun. Which is really...
I love
really
that.
Sweet. Thank you. I'm not really in need of advice, but I have a funny story that Adam's secret grinder admirer reminded me of. Many years ago, post-grad, I was going through a chaotic single phase and sometimes posted some saucier photos on my Instagram story. A few minutes after posting one, I received a text, the one in the picture attached. She attached a screenshot of a text that pretty much says like that the person is into her thirst trap, like
okay.
something like that. I didn't have the number saved and had no clue who this person who had a crush on me was. Being that my Instagram was private, there was a limited number of possibilities of who it could be. I texted them back, egging them on so I could figure it out. They ended up sending an unsolicited suggestive selfie and described in great detail how much they liked me. She also attached the selfie. It's like a mirror selfie of a guy showing his abs.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to see it.
The photo looked like it could be of a guy that my roomie and I both had a crush on at the time, so I was playing a dangerous game. At first, the person said they went to the community college next to my university and then finally admitted that we actually had class together, but never told me anything else. After a night of flirting to figure out who they were, I fell asleep, phone in hand. When I woke up, they had blocked me. I have tried all ways to look up their phone number and compare the photo countless times, but 5 years later, I still have no clue who this mystery sexter is. Here's to being messy for the plot, XOXO.
Oh my goodness.
I would like to know like what important, like what like identifying details were shared. Like, are you positive this person actually has class with you?
Yeah.
Because what if it's just a random, but how do they get her number?
Maybe like a friend of a friend. If it is.
She would figure it out.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, I'm just so confused.
Just getting a rogue shirtless mirror pic to look, start off it. A conversation. I know, I can see
can
it.
You see it? You really
hate to see that.
It's a screenshot, so you can't really, like, but you get the gist.
Oh, he looks good.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, yeah.
And she couldn't identify him? I feel like I'd be able to reverse image search that.
Yeah, do you want Adam to take a stab at it?
I think I might be able to. There's enough on there where I can see a corner of an eye.
Yeah, you could see like part of his face. I'm like,
and he looks tan. He looks like he might be of Italian descent.
But I was like, how would you not know if you have someone in your class? Maybe she goes to university with like a lot of.
He looks kind of gay, honestly.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, oh, glasses. Oh, he's Asian. And he's wearing a cross. He's Christian. We can definitely find.
We can work with that.
We can find the part of
we
Asia.
We can work with that. Okay, so. I am just as bewildered by this story. Like 5 years later, you still don't know.
Wow.
Just a crazy night. But why did he block you?
Because he like,
do you think he has a girlfriend?
Just wanted to like sext or wanted a booty call. And when she went to sleep and wasn't feeding into it anymore, he blocked her.
That's honestly kind of strange behavior. I don't feel like you need to be with this person anyway.
Yeah. I wouldn't get too hung up on it.
I guess it is 5 years later.
It's weird behavior.
I wonder how big the classes were. Like, they must have had huge classes if she couldn't identify him.
That's what I was thinking. Because whenever I think about, like, Elon classes, we had, like, 20 people in our class. Like, you would know. But if it was, like, a big university where you, like, sit in those seats.
A lecture hall.
Yeah. I never did that.
I feel like that would kind of haunt me for the rest of my life. Like, I'd be thinking about that.
Crazy that he blocked her.
I would need to know who that is.
And he has your number still. Like, yeah, even to this day.
True.
Unless you've changed it.
Dang.
Wow, thanks for sending that story. It's very interesting.
I love a good story.
If anyone has any stories about mysterious texting and then being blocked or something,
we love them.
Secret admirers. That's what I was looking for.
Secret admirer stories.
I feel like these people pop up on Hinge too, that like all of a sudden are like giving like sexy talk and then you stop replying and then they unmatch you. It's like, okay, I wasn't engaging for a reason, so bye.
they don't like what you're giving to them. I guess you're not giving them enough.
Everyone will find
maybe it's a catfish.
There's a lock for every key.
There is a lock for every key.
Even though sometimes you're like, who the heck?
That guy honestly looks like my friend's boyfriend. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'll put the pictures next to each other. Like, he looks like
it literally might be a catfish.
Hi, guys, I'm telling you, that's my friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, I have so many questions about this. Like, I feel like it could, well, so many theories. It could be like a fake person.
Yeah.
But also, how did they get your number? Like, that leads me to believe that, maybe a group project. Did you ever do a group project with someone? Because I feel like you share phone numbers for a group project.
True.
Like, did you ever do like a group project for like one of your classes where you shared your phone number with someone?
She should reach out to the guy that she had a crush on that she thinks it could have been. And been like,
oh yeah,
and been like, hey, like, it's been 5 years, like, was this you?
Just come on. It's been 5 years, we've all moved on.
We need answers, you know.
Did you ever tell your roommate, like, the girl is, I was like talking to the girl, does she ever tell her roommate?
I was like, did I ever tell my roommate what?
No, because
Katie was looking directly
at me. But of course.
Adam literally goes, me? I'm like, no, like, the girl who wrote this in. Did you ever tell your roommate? Because she said that both her and her roommate had a crush on the same guy.
True.
So I'm like, did you? Maybe it was the roommate fucking with her.
That's also.
Oh my god!
A very
I watch way too much TV. Like, if it was your roommate like fucking with you, I hope you're not friends with her anymore.
Same.
Sorry.
Well, girls, that's all we have time for today. Until next time.
All the theories we have left.
All the theories we have left. That's all you got. It's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Woo.
Sorry, I was about to pee my pants.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.